Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Glory goes to God. God bless you all, each and every one of you, and welcome to Sword of the Spirit. I'm your host, Brother Bonnie. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. I'm playing a little song, and we'll be right back. Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you all again. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to Sword of the Spirit Ministry. Tonight's Monday Night Watchman Report. I'm your host, Brother Barney. And before we get started, I'd like to introduce our beliefs. We are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, of course, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, and he has risen on the third day, and we believe he's coming back at the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we are not affiliated with any other prayer line or radio station. Amen. And we have a lot to share tonight, so get your pencils and papers ready, and you could jot down some of this information in case you want to check on it and read more information for yourself. Amen. China sends 10 military aircrafts into South Korea air defense zone for hours. Around 10 Chinese military planes entered the Korean Air Identification Zone, KADIZ. For hours on Monday, prompting South Korea to launch a Saudi and fighter jets, a government source said. The Chinese planes flew into the Qadesh near Lido and submerged rock located off the southern coast of Jeju Island several times from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., according to the source. He said South Korea entered by sending 10 fighter jets, including F-15Ks and KF-16s, to the area. South Korea jets sent a warning signal to the Chinese planes, while its Air Force also delivered warning message to the Chinese side, and sources said Chinese planes were sent to include bombers and early warning aircrafts. Second earthquake near the North Pole in 18 hours, which is very, very extremely unusual. A second earthquake has taken place within 24 hours in the Burrow Strait waterway north of the Arctic Circle. Today's quake measured a magnitude 5.2, and it was at shallow depth of about 15 kilometers. This comes only 18 hours after an earlier, larger, and deeper earthquake measured magnitude 5.8 in the almost the identical location. The two quakes have taken place in the area where there are no known activity or seismic faults. There's no earthquake faults there, so this is why it's so strange. That is very weird. And it also says in addition, the area in which these quakes has taken place is made up of such old hard rock and vibrations from both quakes traveled extraordinary distance being detected. Seismologists at the Yellowstone National Park supervolcano, 2144 miles to the southwest, also being recorded on the U.S. Geological Survey, ANS backbone as the away as far as Mexico. Wow, that's something going on there that's not normal. Word from Trump Tower companies receiving parts of products made in China should quickly find a U.S. source or create one. Ominous hints are leaking from Trump Tower here in New York City this morning, with American companies being guided to find U.S. sources for as many parts and products presently manufactured in China. If there is no U.S. source, create one, they say. From the campaign trail to the translation team, the Trump company has made clear that view China as hostile trading partners, going so far as to call them currency manipulators, with the U.S. trade deficit at staggering levels. It has been clear from the early in the presidential campaign that manufacturers need to bring operation back to the United States to restore Americans with jobs and support the American economy, which is a good thing, but the rest of the world ain't gonna like that. Mexico heading into a full-blown crisis. Things are rapidly going from bad even to worst in Mexico. The risk of contagion of a full-blown Mexican crisis is far greater today than it was during the tequila crisis 22 years ago. Hundreds of people arrested and a handful of people killed over the past week as peaceful protests against the government's hike on gasoline prices by as much as 20% in some states. Discounted into widespread looting and rioting. The mood on the street was hardly helped when Mexico's deeply unpopular president Enrique Peña Nieto tried to defend his actions by asking the public, "What would you have done?" A mother killed her son after claiming he had the soul of Hitler. There may be nothing harder to understand than a parent who takes the life of his or her own child, God forbid. But one Florida mother has been reported giving a child a reason for doing so. Egypt Monique Robinson was being held in custody on charges that she killed her 3-year-old son, Aries Juan Acevedo, whose body was found in a suitcase floating in the swamp in Callaway, according to the UK Daily Mail. The woman's former cellmate told investigation that Robinson had confided in her that she was not remorseful about killing her own child because she believed she was protecting society from a boy who had the soul of Hitler. Trump issues shock order for all embassies on Inauguration Day and ambassadors to get out. President-elect Donald Trump is making it clear to President Obama's political cronies on Inauguration Day, "You won't be working for me." Trump is serious about draining the swamp. Within weeks before November 8 election, Obama's many overseas political opportunities received notice from the translation team that his termination would be effective as of January 20th. On December 23rd, the new boss underscored that with a State Department memo, no exceptions, no extensions, no grace period, according to Washington Examiner. Mexican leaders are freaking out over Ford's decision to stay in America. The Ford company's decision to cancel the construction of an auto plant in Mexico earlier this week shocked both the United States and Mexico, with conservatives cheering that President-elect Donald Trump had managed to do what he promised to do on the campaign trail, keep jobs in the United States. Independent journalists to be forcibly microchipped by government after being labeled with a mental disorder for not believing propaganda. Let me repeat this again because it's important to understand what they're saying. An independent journalist to be forcibly microchipped by the government after being labeled with a mental disorder for not believing propaganda. In other words, this person is an independent journalist and is being forced to be chipped by the government because they do not believe in their propaganda. Therefore, the government has the right to consider this person a mental disorder and force this person to take. It seems too far-fetched to be true, especially in the land of the free, where the Constitution supposedly recognizes and enshrines certain inalienable human rights like individuals' choice and privacy. But it's true, nonetheless, in the United States, we have all come one step closer to being microchipped. As reported by True Activists, About 6 years ago, NBC Nightly News made a bold prediction that by 2017, all Americans would be fitted with a radio frequency identifier, RFID chip, so that all of us could be tracked by the government in real time, except for the elites during the tracking, of course. The prediction doesn't appear to have come true with Hillary Clinton's sound defective November 8th. It doesn't look like it will happen anytime soon. That's what they're saying. The government will decide who is mentally fit and who is mentally unfit according to their calculation. Whoever they decide is mentally unfit will be forced to take a RFID chip. Esteban Santiago, the Fort Lauderdale jihadist, detail have emerged how Muslim jihadist Santiago accomplished his terror attack on Fort Lauderdale Airport on Friday. The 26-year-old Iraq war veteran accused of killing five people at a busy Florida airport in the latest U.S. gun rampage was killing five people at a busy Florida airport during due to appear in federal court on Monday on charges that could bring him the death penalty. Santiago, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, Santiago, yeah, who had a history of erratic behavior, has admitted to investigators that he planned Friday's attack in Fort Lauderdale and brought a one-way ticket from his home in Alaska to carry out, according to the criminal complaint. Authorities say they have not ruled out terrorism as of yet as a motive that they are investigating. Rather, mental illness played a role in November. Santiago went to a Federal Bureau of Investigation office in Anchorage and told agent he believed U.S. spies were controlling his mind. Is it possible with the technology that they have today? Yes, it is very much possible. Bernie Sanders spokeswoman Simone Sanders say that Chicago kidnapping beating is Trump's fault and not a hate crime, Washington, D.C., during the panel decision on CNN Wednesday night. Simone Sanders blamed an unlikely source for the kidnapping of a white Chicago man who was mentally disabled for some reason. Sanders accused Donald Trump for forcing the four black assailants to torture the victim and record it, all while screaming, "Donald Trump, white people." I just want to remind folks, this is the writer saying, I just want to remind folks that we cannot sit here and ignore that at least for the last year on every public display, the worst parts of America have been brought from the fringe into the mainstream. The former Bernie Sanders that affect people on both sides. We talked about white nationalists, white supremacists, the KKK, but there is also when the inflammatory rhetoric is out there. When someone is repeatedly telling you that your community is the worst of the worst, it brings out the worst of the worst in people. It's very interesting. Trump fumes over top secret Russia hacking report leaked. President-elect Trump has raised questions about how news outlets received the top secret intelligence report on Russian hacking. Donald Trump criticized the leak to several media outlets detailing contents of the classified report on alleged Russian hacking of the presidential election. The leaks came before Trump's own briefing on those details by the intelligence community. The 50-page report was delivered by U.S. President Barack Obama on Thursday, and it is to be delivered to the president-elect Donald Trump on Friday by top intelligence officials, including Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and CIA Director John Brennan. The Washington Post reports one of several outlets that were given priority over the president-elect in learning the details of the document. A Christian clergy welcomes Islam into the churches, then bows down to it. There is a disturbing growing trend in Italy and in Europe. For the first time in more than 700 years, Islamic songs resonated in Florence Cathedral and Church of Santa Maria del Fiore under the famous dome of Brunelleschi. Islamic melodies accompanied Christian ones. The interfaith initiative was promoted a week after the barbaric massacre by Islamic terrorists in Paris. At the magazine, Charlie Hoppel included Quran is Justice and other such hymns. A priest in the South Italy then enraged parishioners by dressing Mary in the Muslim burqa for his church Christmas nativity scene. The pastor of the parish of St. Joachim and Anne in Potenza, Franco Carbo, said that he had the special creed constricted in the name dialogue among the religious. These interfaith initiatives are based on the gradual elimination of the Western Christian heritage in favor of Islam. Let's scroll down here. Scores of Muslims turning to Christ in the Middle East. Churches are expecting millions of converts. This moves away from Islam is not just in the Middle East, but it is in Europe as well. The churches of Europe are literally overflowing with not just Christians from the Middle East, but new converts from Muslim backgrounds, is one reported note. Thousands of Muslims are turning to Jesus Christ and what they view as the religion of freedom amid ongoing bloodshed in the Middle East, reports indicated some churches hope that millions of people will accept Christ amid a spiritual hunger that is forming in the wake of a persecution. Amen. Let me scroll down here. Give me a second. Change my page. January 15th, 2017, 70 nations will gather in Paris to discuss the future of Israel. This is not a peace conference. It is a tribunal against the state of Israel, a conference whose whole point is to harm the security of Israel, its good name, a trial against Israel. Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman said. Israel said it will not attempt. On January 15, representatives from 70 different countries will gather in Paris, France, for an unprecedented global conference. The state goal of this conference is to promote a two-state solution as the way that lasting peace will be brought to the Middle East. In Israel, there is a tremendous amount of concern that whatsoever is agreed upon this conference will immediately be used as a basis for the UN Security Council resolution that would permanently divide the land of Israel and create a Palestine state. But things would have to move very rapidly in order for that to happen, because Barack Obama's time in the White House comes to an end on January 20th, and Donald Trump has already made it exceedingly clear that he would never support such a resolution, Prophecy Newswatch. Israel urges Jews to leave France and to protest peace talks. Israel Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman urges all Jews in France to leave the European country as a sign of protest against the upcoming conference hosted by Paris that it's looking to restart Israel-Palestine peace talks. Representatives from 70 countries will gather in Paris for the January 15 peace talk, which Israel said it will not attend. Perhaps it's time to tell the Jews of France, this isn't your country. This isn't your land. Leave France and come home to Israel, Lieberman reportedly said on Monday. He also described the upcoming conference as a new Dreyfus trial. Alfred Dreyfus, a French Jewish army captain, was wrongfully convicted of espionage and treason in 1894. His trials divided the French society until he was cleared of all charges and reinstated in the army in 1906. His trials and convictions are viewed as a symbol of injustice in the anti-Semitic views in France at the time. This is not a peace conference. It is a tribunal against the State of Israel, a conference whose whole point is to harm the security of Israel, its good name, and trial against Israel, Lieberman said. It's a Dreyfus trial on the modern version. What they're preparing there is a in Paris for January 15th, with one difference: instead of one Jew being on trial, it will be the entire Jewish people and the state of Israel. On January 15, 2017 is a Sunday. Monday, January 16, 2017 is a federal holiday, Martin Luther King's Day. The next day will be Obama's turn. Obama can be expected to use the occasion of Martin Luther King Jr. Day to present the Palestinian war to annihilate Israel as a national progression from the American Civil Rights Movement that King led 50 years ago. Finally, sometime between January 17th and the 19th, Obama intends for the Secretary Council to reconvene and follow the gang at the Paris Conference by adopting Kerry's position as Secretary Council resolution. The following resolution may also recognize Palestine and grant it a full membership in the UN. change my page here. Give me a second, please. David French, for media, RNC. Don't compare Trump to Jesus. A prominent critic of President-elect Donald Trump defended the Republican National Committee Christmas message that some liberals said compared Trump to Jesus Christ. Well, author and lawyer David French wrote on National Review that liberal Twitter had it all wrong when it came to the RNC press release. The controversy began Christmas morning when the RNC wrote, "Merry Christmas to all." Over two millennium ago, a new hope was born into the world, a savior who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind, just as the three wise men did on the night. This Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a king, of a new king. We hope Americans celebrating Christmas today will enjoy a day of festivities and renew cleanliness with family and friends. Some liberals spawn the phrase a new king to mean the RNC was calling Donald Trump. Who won last month's election in 2016 version of Christ? The nation was all wrong, French wrote. Eagle-eyed mainstream media theologians spotted this sentence just as three wise men did on the night that Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a new king, and apparently immediately thought the Republicans actually think that the Christmas they have a new king named Donald Trump, French wrote. Are these folks really so ignorant of Christian language and customs that they don't understand that the new king is Christ? I have heard the phrase countless times, king is capitalized for the crying out loud, a clear reference to the divine. Next to liberal journalists and pundits really think so little of the RNC that they actually believe they call Trump a king. Do they really think they compared the president-elect to Jesus? Apparently so. That's a big problem. RNC spokesman Sean Spicer also blistered liberals' claim, posting a message on Twitter to clarify the situation. Jerry Falwell Jr. compares Trump to Bible's King David, a man after God's own heart, Russell Moore responds. Indian groups celebrate a birthday of Savior of Humanity, Trump. A Hindu fringe group celebrates the 70th birthday of Donald Trump in the Indian capital on Tuesday, calling the U.S. presidential contender the Savior of Humanity, who could end the global threat posed by Islamist militants. About 20 members of the far-right Hindu Sena Hindu Army held the festivities as Americans grieved over the deaths of 49 people in the country's worst ever mass shooting perpetrated by the gunmen claiming allegiance to Islamic State. Trump has said Muslims should be banned from entering America, even should support that, said Hindu Sena leader Vishnu Gupta, whose group is known more for its political stance than for having any meaningful support. Donning red and blue papers hats, activities gathered at the stall on the the high road to pledge their allegiance to the presumptuous Republican nominee, saying they counted on Trump and to contain India's neighbor, Pakistani. They're looking at Donald Trump as the Messiah. They're looking at Donald Trump as the Messiah, Horn said of the rabbis, saying that Donald Trump's name actually means Messiah. Among the clues that Trump may be the Messiah, he said, is that the president-elect is kind, kingly and warrior leader committed to protected Israel, and according to Mr. Horn, rebuilding the Temple of Jerusalem. Mr. Horn said that Trump is not the Messiah, then he is more likely to the forerunner to the Messiah, who will start the message in the wilderness, and the Messiah is going to come in on his heels. If Trump turns out to only be John the Baptist-like figure, Mr. Horn explained, then his inauguration will signal the beginning of the countdown to the appearance of the Messiah. But the rabbis who do think he is the Messiah, Horn said, are looking for proof that Trump's bloodline goes back to the Davidic destiny. Horn also added that Antichrist is also about meteorized, but is definitely not Trump. Trump names, according to the Jewish lettering, number of lettering, it means Messiah. On a Becker's guest, Tom Horn, prolific author of Last Days, Team Book, spent the entire segment of a program explaining rabbis have revealed Donald Trump to be the Messiah. Turns out Trump's name even means Messiah, according to the rabbis he consulted. He did not know that. But if Trump is not the Lamb of God, who his son just might shoot? He's at the least figure akin to John the Baptist announcing the coming of the Messiah. Horn said, if Trump is not the Messiah, then it is more than likely he's the forerunner to the Messiah, a message in the wilderness, and the Messiah is going to come in on his heels. Horn says Trump's inauguration will signal the countdown to the Messiah's return. So mark the calendars because Kellyanne Conway says he'll show up with a camel that can fit through the eye of the needle. Donald Trump superstar, do you think you're what they say you are? Well, may the Lord rebuke them. And this is where the world is today. And the Jewish people think he's a Messiah. The people from India think he's a Messiah. Preachers say he's the Messiah. But may the Lord rebuke them. And it tells you where we at, where we're at today in prophecy. Wow, it's amazing. Let me change my page here. Give me 1 second. North Korea sent message to Trump amid threats to fire a missile at any time. CNN reports North Korea says it could launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. Give me a second. I need a drink of water. God bless you guys. And then CNN North Korea says it could launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time. Even as Pyongyang appeared to offer Donald Trump an avenue for future talks. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have risen considerably since leader Kim Jong-un said in his New Year's message that the country was close to testing an intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, capable of delivering a nuclear weapon to the U.S. mainland. In the statement Sunday, a spokesman from North Korea foreign minister said, "The U.S. is wholly to blame for the development of its missile program." Speaking to NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter called it a serious threat and said the U.S. would shoot down any missile aimed at it or an ally. China-South Korea on Monday denounced the North Korea missile threat and warned that a test could lead further sanctions. If North Korea disregards our warning and launches an ICBM, it will force more powerful and throughout sanctions and pressure by the international community, South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman Moon Sang-won said. I hope everybody understood what that means. In other words, North Korea is saying they're ready and able at any minute to shoot a nuclear missile towards the United States. Check the earthquakes for today. Give me a few minutes. Let me see if I can find them. There we go. 101 earthquakes today alone as of this time. And I'm going to read off the major ones. 5.2 in Western Indian Antarctic Ridge, a 5.4 in Alaska, a 5.2 in Canada, a 5.3 in Sumatra, 5.3 in Sumatra, in the Kush region, Afghanistan, a 5.0. And 4.7 in New Zealand, a 4.0 in Mexico, a 5.4, another one in Alaska, a 4.9 in Solomon Islands, a 4.6 in Western Greenland, 5.2 in Canada, 4.5 in Indonesia. And those are the 4 and 5 pointers for today. And let me close this page here. Give me 1 second. Please bear with me. Give me a second. I'll bust shoes. Okay. So we hear of wars, we hear of rumors of wars, and we hear all kinds of things that we definitely know we are in the last days. And what does Jesus has to tell us about these last days? It's in Matthew 24. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read from it. And Jesus said unto them, well, actually the disciples asked Jesus, what are the signs of the end and his return. And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left a stone, one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down." Speaking of the temple, but he's speaking actually about himself. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall the end of these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Well, people are accepting Donald Trump as their Messiah. And by the way, Donald Trump blood type is Rh negative. And if you guys was on here last week, we done a study on the giants, the pre-flood flood giants and after the flood giants, and who are they today and who are they relative in their bloodlines. And this is where Donald Trump is. He's a Rh negative. Just for your information, if you don't believe me, do your own research and find out. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and he shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Amen. We hear of wars and nuclear wars, but Jesus says, see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things must be the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. This is the fallen away, the great fallen away. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Glory goes to God. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all nations for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by of Daniel the prophet, stand at the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them which is on the housetop not come down and take anything of their house. Neither let him which is in the field return back and take his clothes. And woe unto them that are a child and gave nursing in those days. But pray ye that your flight would be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor there shall ever be. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Amen. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and many false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they can deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you, therefore, beforehand. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not, for as the lightning comes from the east and shines unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. So it's not a secret. It'll be well known. For whenever, wheresoever the corpus is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is towards the end. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. Glory goes to God. So those who endure till the end and remain faithful to the Lord and do not believe the lies what they're saying out there and do not fall for the lies of the false prophets and lies of the Antichrist and are faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and wait until he returns. And it's not a secret, he will make it known to the whole world. Amen. The same shall be saved. Glory goes to God. And that's our sharing for tonight. And I think we have a few minutes if any of you have a question or a comment or a prayer request. Please press 1 on your keypad, and I'll try to help you with that. Amen. Glory goes to God. And also, don't forget, we also have Friday nights, same time, same number. Amen. Okay, glory goes to God. Well, thank you all for joining us. God bless each and every one of you. May God be with you. God protect you and your families and supply all your needs. So good night all, and God bless you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Yeshua, amen and amen.